What is Holy Spirit? Where did the Holy Spirit live? What is the power of the light of Jesus Christ? Is this power omnipresent? Is this power real? Are you the temple of the living God? These are questions that many people have had all over the globe, all over the planet. Sweethearts, think about it. Are you the church of the living Jesus Christ? Or did you have to go to a building to fellowship with the Holy Spirit? Are you aware of the value that's inside of you? Sweet silver bells, ding dong, ding dong. Do you know what you know? Are you in love with this great force of energy? Do you sing to the power that dwells inside of your temple? Are you a lover of the intelligence that is within you? Things that shall be discussed on the other side of the end. Things that people have been seeking for and been questioning for ages. Is it true that Colossians 1:26-27 says, to wit, the mystery that was hidden before the foundation of the world, Christ in you, the hope of glory. Let us kick back and relax and feel the carol of the bells and recognize the vibration in our souls, in our bodies. Recognize the Lord Jesus dying, the vibration of life, the essence of all living. Why are you alive? Where did you come from? Are you a living spirit? Did you live in the eons of time before you became a human form flesh? Did your spirit live in the heavens with the Almighty before you were planted on the earth through the sexual union of your dad and your mom? Who created you? Did your parents create you? Did the Almighty create you? Did you always exist? Think about it.
We thank you, Jah Jesus, eternal spirit, the spirit of the universe. The name of the Jah spirit is Jah Jesus, the living Christ. We thank you for dwelling within us. We thank you for that ray of light that's within us. We thank you for depending on it 24/7. We thank you that you equipped us with everything we need. It's right inside of us. Thank you for that intelligence. Thank you for that bada-boom spirit that's in us, that grooves us and moves us throughout our day. Not only when you're in a building, a church building, but it moves and grooves at a football game, a baseball game, on the beach, on the ski, in the mountains, skiing, everywhere. We thank you for that bada-boom energy that energizes our body, that youthifies our body, that enlightens our body, that rejuvenates our organs and cells as we be still and know that I am God. So be it.
Amen. In the glorious name of Jesus Christ Almighty, on this April 19, 2015, Domino Dominii, A.D., in the year of our Lord Jesus Christ, of confirmation and Holy Ghost fire. Good day, sweethearts. We are here live celebrating the mysteries and the glories of the light of Jesus Christ, the eternal energy, the Holy Spirit, the whole I Spirit of God. In the beginning of creation, when the Great One said, Elohei, when he said, let there be light, and it said the Spirit of Elohei, or the Spirit of the living God, the Holy Spirit, move on the face of the waters. And then shortly after, the command was given, let there be light. And in that light, see, the light always was. A lot of people think, did God create the light? No. The light is the Holy Spirit, or the Holy Ghost. And the Holy Ghost existed with the Father from the beginning of time, along with the Lord Jesus Christ. Some people say the Trinity. The Trinity always was, in the beginning, ever is. So, this great light that was, God manifests in joy. And out of the creation of everything that was made and was taught to Jesus Christ, as he learned to create, was done by light. Everything was formed out of the light of Jesus Christ. Did you know, sweethearts, like we said the other yesterday month, that the very body of our Father and His beloved Savior, our Son, our Savior, Jesus Christ, they form their celestial bodies out of the eternal fires of the Holy Spirit. So, in the beginning, the Father was only like a consuming fire of all this vast energy. And the Father wanted to become personally in contact with angelic beings that He formulated, and humans. And all the lords and the gods and the spirits of God and the sons of God and the daughters of God and the saints. So therefore, He manifests in form or a being. But this great eternal energy is a personality with endless life, with endless love. And this is the sacramental power that dwells inside of our very body temple. We have the spark of Holy Spirit inside of us. The spark of God, Jesus Christ Himself. So, who are we? Like the question was asked earlier, are you bored? Are you an art dealer? Are you lonely? What are you? Who are you? Where are you? Why are you? What's the answer, my brother?
My answer, my loving brother, is you are a spirit of energy. You are light being. See, we as beings on earth don't know who we really are. And that's why it's all this chaos. That's why people are bored. That's why people are leaving the church. That's why people are doing this and that. They just rip and run. They don't know who they are. They haven't got in touch with the light of Christ. That's what's in them. As my brother quoted the scripture, 1 Colossians 26, it states, the mystery that was hid. See, it was hid for a reason, because people misused that power in Atlantis. Now we're here in the Holy Ghost and fire dispensation. And this dispensation, the Holy Ghost is more merciful. It's talking to the sinners and the saints. Doesn't matter. It's talking to your consciousness. That's why everybody's listening to this program, because this program is moved and grooved by the divine, intelligent Holy Spirit, Jah Jesus. We cannot say nothing unless Jah Jesus, the Holy Spirit, guides us. So sometimes it may be, oh, why do they say that? The Holy Spirit says some things just to get your attention, you know, and so that's why that was said. But going back to this divine intelligence, like my loving brother said, this divine intelligence is the mystery that was hid up from the foundation of the world. It was hid up for a reason, because it is the most treasured thing that you want to be in touch with. Without that, you would have no life. The Holy Spirit is pumping your heart with that divine intelligence. Jah Jesus, baby. Jah Jesus, baby. Jah Jesus. That's keeping you alive. It's keeping your heart pumping. It's keeping all your organs renewed. Do you know that every 7 years it's a renewal, but it's not a permanent renewal? But your body basically heals itself. If we just let it heal itself with the Holy Spirit fire, you get the permanent healing. By itself, without people even knowing, it still heals. Well, now what this is, a magnificent body that this Lord God Jesus, the Son of God, built for us on this planet Earth. There's nowhere in the galaxy that people have a human body like this that's so hard and that pumps. God Jesus, this is His experiment. That's why we can praise God Jesus. Yes. Just as much as we can praise the Holy Spirit. He wants you to get into the Holy Spirit. You see how this works is that you have the Father. The Father draws you to the Son. Yes. The Son, Jah Jesus, you go in touch with Him. Then He baptizes you with this Holy Ghost. This Ghost Holy is the most treacherous price that you can ever think of purchasing. It's dynamic. So you have the Ghost Holy. It's basically energy intelligence that's piercing your consciousness and your body. It rejuvenizes you. As you get this baptism, as the rapper Nas says, this baptism of the Ghost Holy, then you're on your way, because now you are ready to rock and roll. I don't care if you're a loving Muslim, a Buddhist, or Krishna, all of those, or Zoroaster, all of these religions basically stem from Jah Jesus. He's the oldest being around, next to the Father. And think, he created this earth. He did it, not the Father Jehovah. Just right. Father Jehovah is going to give up to a certain extent. He never gives up. But right. he was saying, it was, you know, this was going wrong. That one, it was too shallow. Then he said, wait. Jesus said, wait. He pleaded with the Father to build something that's hard as a rock
that's
that
right.
it can stand sin. See, this body can take all kinds of sin. This earth can take all kinds of sin. Before, it couldn't. It was celestial. It couldn't. It was very fragile. But now it can. So people come here and do everything. And that's all the Father likes. Come here. What's going on next? What's happening here next on my beautiful planet? He said, did you know this is how? I say, hey, Father, I know all that's going on, you know. But, you know, it's a lot going on because basically on other worlds, it's peace. I mean, it's this tranquility compared to here. You know, everything, everybody, everything goes on. It's just like Star Wars, that they came to a planet and everything was going on. People were shooting this, doing that. It's just like Earth. They was telling you, it's just like Earth. Everything is going on. But it's okay. You know why? You have the light of Christ. When you have the light of Christ, it's protection in you. It's protection all around you. It's protection all through you. It enlightens you. It talks to you. It tells you what you need to do. It guides you throughout the day. It's just not something that you just wake up and go to church, you open the box, you have it, then you close it back up, and then you do whatever you want, then you come back in and open it up again. No, this light of Christ is a way of life. It's in you. This bada boom energy, basically that's what it is. I know a lot of Christians don't like energy, but basically everybody wants energy. Everybody understands energy. It's intelligence. It's energy. It energizes you. It energizes your body as you sleep. Unconsciously, people are getting energized to a certain degree. It depends on your awareness of this goes holy. This goes holy. As you be still, it's going to energize you. As you praise and go to sleep, it's going to energize you. You want to be energized. Everybody takes these monster drinks and all that. They think that's going to end. That's the only temporary. Matter of fact, that takes you way high and way low.
That's right.
This is an eternal high. This high is a spirit upliftment, and it energizes you, and it rovigates your body to a state that you just so happy and so ecstatic. You want the eternal you? Go to the Ghost Holy. You want to be youthful? Praise the Ghost Holy. Love the Ghost Holy. Give gratitude to the Ghost Holy, which is thanksgiving. That's the name of the game. Because without that, man, you it's not worth living. Why you guys are bored, like my 11 brothers said? You don't have the Holy Ghost. Why people are mad and upset? And another thing, as my loving father, Allah Jehovah, was discussing, he said, many of my female species have a lot of hang-ups. He said, because they don't forgive. They hang on to stuff. So my loving females, I'm talking to you especially, the men are more cooler with that. It's a few of them, but in general, they say, that's okay. It's no big thing. That's cool, dog, whatever the language it is. You know, they're cool. You know, they can forgive, but the women, they hang on to it, especially you wives with your husband, you hang on to stuff, that's not cool. That causes cancer. You know why people say, oh, they're so loving. They have a lot of resentment. They have hatred. They have a lot of stuff going inside them. See, this cancer starts with negative thinking and negative vibrations. And negative, anything negative, that's what caused the cancer there. It's not so much of the smoking. Like George Burns, he used to smoke a cigar all the time. You know, I'm not telling you guys to smoke because your body is the temple of God. You shouldn't do that. But it goes deeper. It goes into your thinking. It goes into your vibration. It goes into how you live your life. It's not so much as people in a while, but if you have a good vibration, you have a loving vibration, then your body is uplifted, just in general. We didn't even talk about the Christ light. But then when you get the Christ light, it's really zooming, you know. So we need to more love. We need to forgive. See, a lot of you women are hard to give. You have a lot of baggage. You got to get rid of that baggage. It's a lot of baggage you're carrying around. You carry around this baggage of resentment, unforgiveness. You can't do that. The father saying a lot of his female species are doing that. And that's not cool, way more so than the males. The males, are, you know, hey, it's no big deal. They move on. But you hold on and you nag your husband or whatever. You go on and on. You got to get the ghost holy. You can't do it yourself. You get the ghost holy, my loving sisters, you'll be bada boom. You got to get that ghost holy. That's the power. See, you got to have the power to do this. If you don't have no power, that's not effective. You can say Jesus all day. Jesus is a powerful name, but without the main ingredient, Jesus, the Holy Spirit, it's going to happen at a minimum. It's correct. If you mean you say Jesus, it has some benefit, 20 to 30%, if that. But just think, you want 150 to 200%, way over 100, and you'll get that with saying Jesus and having the Holy Spirit. Because, see, it's a power. It's a love power. Because, see, you can't love Jesus without the Holy Spirit. People say, oh, the church is saying, I don't need the Holy Spirit. This. You do, because I'm going to tell you, you can say Jesus all you want. It's a lot of pastors that's going to the hellish realm because they don't have the Holy Spirit. You got to have the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit saves you. Let's say that again. The Holy Spirit saves you. It's not so much Jesus, the Son of God. It's the Holy Spirit. It redeems you. So when you get the Holy Spirit, you're on your way because it's the Savior. It's the one that reads you. It's the one that puts love in your heart. It's the one that puts forgiveness in your heart. It's the one that does all this stuff inside that you can't see. When somebody has cancer, I'm going to tell you, it's a lot of negative stuff going on inside. You may not see it, but the end result is cancer. And you don't get cancer just by any means. You get it because of your negative thinking. And rheumatism, all this stuff, you get these diseases. It starts from your thinking. You know, it may seem kind of like New Agey, but no, it's not. It's a fact and reality. It's surprising to say the New Age has that, but they don't have Jesus. The Christians have Jesus, but they don't have the knowledge and the wisdom of how to work it through the mind, the spirit, and the body. And my brother's going to really get into the superconscious mind, the subconscious mind, and the conscious mind. Because that's very important that we get these minds and know how they work. Because it's very important in your thinking. You can't go around thinking all this negative thinking, think that you're into Jesus. And the only way to get rid of it is going through the Holy Ghost. The Holy Ghost will purify your mind. The Holy Ghost will put peace in your mind. As you get wrapped up in this Holy Ghost and be still and know that I am God, it will purify your mind. Pretty soon you'll find yourself loving your enemies. You can't do that by yourself. We was in a Sunday school class because people said, I can't love my enemy. I can't. Of course you can't. It's through the Holy Ghost. The Holy Ghost, when somebody smack you, you're not going to knock the hell out of them. It's the Holy Ghost. The Holy Ghost, when you do that, does the work. Not you. You can't do nothing. It's the Christ in you that does it. It's the Christ that takes over in you, and then you have the power to do that. You have the power to forgive. You have the power to love. You have the power. It's a power. It's an energizer. If you're trying to do it yourself, you're not going to do it. If you read the scriptures and think you're doing it, you ain't going to do it. You should spend more time loving and praising the Ghost Holy and being still and meditating and praising the Ghost Holy inside instead of reading the Bible all the time. The Bible's a good instruction book, yeah, but it doesn't save you. Those scriptures are not going to save you. What's going to save you is the Ghost Holy within you. That's your Savior. That's your Redeemer. That's what Jesus taught. Jesus that came on the earth, the Son of God, he said he taught the kingdom of heaven within you. He always taught that the kingdom of heaven is at hand. It's right here now. He said the kingdom of heaven is here on earth. He didn't say you have to go to heaven and get it. You have to die. Why in the hell would you want to die when you have a glorious body like this? Yes. You have a dynamic body. Why would you want to do that? You have a glorified body. You don't know who you are. You was put on this earth to become gods and goddesses, not put on this earth to live and work and die. You think Jesus would spend all his efforts to build a body for you to die? The only reason you die, he don't want you to live forever in your sins. That's the only reason. That's other than that, you know, he wants you to come up. Now, that's why Son of God University is here. come up in the glories of his light and wisdom. And believe me, once you get on that trail, you will love it. You know why? Because you will feel the love. See, God is a feeling. You'll feel the love. You'll feel the exuberance. You'll feel the excitement. You'll feel the name Jesus. You'll keep that Jesus alive, because without that Jesus name, there's so many devils and negative spirits. That when you have Jesus and you're saying Jesus and you praising Jesus, the negative forces have nowhere around you. They are running like cats and dogs, because you have the power. Remember, you're the most powerful being, not the devil. Bunk the devil. Everybody's talking about the devil. He ain't got no power. He's an unemployed cherubim. He has no power on this earth. We have the power. We are the power of this earth. God's and God's through Jesus Christ, the Son of God.
That's right, baby. You heard it live from our sweetheart, loving brother. The name of the game is to trust in the eternal power of the universe. Because when you magnify that eternal energy, you cannot go wrong. And you heard that you can have healthy bodies. You don't have to get no strokes and high blood pressure and offset and heart attacks and heart ailments and cancers and brain aneurysms, and goes on and on, are caused by extreme cursings and cussings and low vibration, hatred, variance, maliciousness, maliciousness, envy, strife, jealousy. That's what the scripture says about the mind. Jesus said that whatsoever a man thinketh, so is he. Also the book of Proverbs, it said the same thing. Also the book of Romans, and that 12th chapter with the Apostle Paul, he says, be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind. You see, a lot of Christians fail to activate discipline. A lot of people, they don't want to be disciplined. That's why they're out of shape. That's why they get lard asses. That's why they got junky houses, because they don't love the intelligent Holy Spirit of Jesus Christ. You see, because when you're in contact with the Holy Spirit of love, you become love. You manifest love. Ephesians 3:19, it says, to know the love of Christ that surpasses all knowledge. This power of the love of Christ, the eternal energy, the anointed one and his anointing, Jesus Christ, the great light within you, that is your lover. That is the power that keeps you happy, joyful, on board. Like my great friend, the doctor, neurologist, Dr. Caroline Leaf, a beautiful lady, a sweetheart who loves the Holy Ghost and loves Lord Jesus. It's so sweet the way she prayed, my brother. She says, Lord Jesus. The way she does it, and she goes right into her praise. And,
all
it's,
right,
and it's just so fantabulous. She looks good. She's attractive, a beautiful young lady, long hair. She comes on TBN Network. She comes on Daystar Network, and she's just a great person. And probably a lot more other stuff I'm not familiar with, but she is a sweetheart. And she talks about rewiring your brain. And I like the way she said it, because the mind dwells in the brain. And we get three minds. And once they become atonement or alignment, then it blends into the great four or the supreme mind. And the subconscious mind, the most beautiful, the most corrupt, the most evil, the most glorious. You say, why did you say the both positive and negative? Because that's what it is. You can program that mind to serve you well, sweetheart. The subconscious mind is where it's like a computer. You store things in your subconscious mind, and that mind remembers. If you store love, praise, and gratitude to the Holy Spirit, hey, you're going to have a great time. Your mind is your greatest friend, and you can make it a nightmare. The mind is incredible. The mind is aqueous substance. The mind is not the brain, but the brain is the throne of the mind. The mind is spiritual substance. It is energy, and it's fluid. And you heard people say, you're going to make me lose my mind up in here, like that song says. And some people really lose their mind. They go schizophrenia, bipolar, and different stratifications, insane. That happens because they have either temporarily or permanently lost their mind. Like, and it's verified in scripture. The guy that used to was demon possessed, hanging out in the tombs, cutting himself with stones. What happened to him? He lost his mind. He had a neurological disorder. And when you're off balance, that's cancer right there. You're off balance. Your biorhythms are thrown hither and thither. And so the mind is a treasurable thing to embrace. The mind is a gift of the Lord Jesus Christ. And so we are given this great mind. And this mind, Jesus said it, you shall love the Lord the Christ with all your mind, all your heart, all your soul, all your spirit, and back it up with all your strength. Okay, and with all thy might. So loving the Creator, Jesus, with your mind is discipline. Because when you want to think on the train of thought, like my brother said, you cannot live holy unless you receive the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit is holy. What's called Holy Spirit or Holy Ghost, the great light of Christ. This great Christ fire is so valuable, and it works with your mind as you work with the Holy Spirit. How do you do that? You give praise to the great light. Glory to Jesus. Glory to Jesus. Glory to you, Jesus. And you give thanks and praise and exaltation. You give appreciation for this great energy that dwells within you. Because remember, you cannot function without this great light. It's proof in the Bible. In the first book of Genesis, it says that the light always was. And then the great Elohim said, let there be light. And on the fourth day is when the sun was created, between the third and the fourth day. So you wonder, how did plants and how did they get all their energy? How did the vegetation survive? Through the Christ light. The ultra glorious supernova that's right under the Christ light. See, it's a chain of command. That Christ light is supreme over all. And it guides the supernova. The supernova can destroy the planet or save the planet. And you heard about that in weather and science and different deals in the heavens that can come to the earth. It's a great bright light. So all this light always was, and this light gives light to the sun. So this great Christ energy or Holy Spirit is inside the sun. It's the light of the sun, the power thereof, the light of the moon, the power thereof, the light upon the earth, the power thereof upon which we live and move and have our being. And how do we move, live and move and have our being? Through the great Christ light, the great Holy Spirit. It's the most, like my brother said, the most treasurable power, Jesus Christ energy. We have to become aware of saints. We must become baptized by this sacred energy. And this sacred energy is life-giving, pulse beat, and that's the power that will align your minds. As you see, the Holy Spirit is called the Holy Helper. As you make the step, the move to activate, when you move, Holy Spirit moves. You don't move, Holy Spirit standing by, you see, waiting to help you out. So when you get anything in your mind and you cannot get it straight, or you get a negative against someone, call on the Holy Helper, the Holy Spirit, Jesus, eternal energy. Thank you for assisting me, for helping us. I got a jealousy against Susie Q, and help me not to be jealous against Susie Q. She got a better dress than I do. Help me out. You know, anything that comes across your mind that disturbs you, you can talk to the Holy Spirit, the power of the universe, because Jesus Christ gave this great power. And that's what can keep your mind in alignment. The superconscious mind is the perfect mind. The superconscious mind is the Christ mind. That's the mind that is waiting for you to open up your subconscious. The most important mind for the earth beings is your subconscious. Why do we say that? Because if your subconscious mind is not purified, if it is not open to the truth, if it is not programmed righteously, if it's not rewired, as Dr. Caroline Leaf, I like the way she says that, if it has not been rewired, you will die. You will positively die. You will grow old. You are out of sync with the laws of the universe. The subconscious mind is the one that is in control of your physical body. Now think about that. If the subconscious mind is in control of the organs and the glands of your physical body, you want the subconscious mind to be enthroned with the Holy Spirit. You want that mind, because that is the mind where that is supposed to house the throne of Holy Spirit. When Holy Spirit is welcomed into your subconscious mind, baby, you are growing. You're going to glow like never before. You're going to become a fireball with the fireball. You're going to radiate with the radiance of the Lord Jesus Christ. You're going to be happy on the earth. The kingdom of Christ is on the earth now. Jesus said it 2,000 years ago, it always been, it always is. The Holy Spirit brings you joy, goodness, faith, meek, love, happiness, ecstasy, vibration, all the great fruits of the Holy Spirit. So when you're living in the great Ruach, or the light of Christ, you are in rapture. You are caught up to meet the Lord in the air. That's a now thing. You see, like we said before, a lot of people read that and put it off in the far off, and they're going to go up naked in translation. No, no, no. Wherever condition you are in, and if you praise in Jesus Christ, you will be translated. And translation means you can never die. Your body cannot die. Your soul and your spirit lives on forever and ever in unification, just like the Lord Jesus Christ, Enoch of old, Elijah, St. John, Mother Mary, Annalise Karen, Christine Mercy, and many, many others who have overcame and bypassed and they bunked physical death. How do you do that? By rewiring your brain. You see, like I say, I give credit to Dr. Caroline for that statement because it is so inspirational. See, we have to allow ourselves to be in love with the Lord Jesus Christ. When you become in love with the light of Christ, the Holy Spirit, hey, it'd be easier for your brains to be rewired. It'd be easier for your subconscious mind to be pure. Why? Because you are so infatuated with the Holy Spirit, with the love, and so therefore your mind is going to be elevated by worshiping and praising and gratitude to the great Christ inside of your temple. Remember, sweethearts, know ye not, the apostles say, your body is the temple of the Holy Spirit. If your physical body is the temple of the Holy Spirit, and if the brain is inside of your body, and the brain is in your head, and so therefore inside the brain is the glorious mind. So if the minds are inside the brain, encased in the brain, and if the minds are baptized with the Holy Spirit, along with your physical being and your soul and your spirit and your body, you are an elevated being, my son.
You got that right. You are a definitely elevated being, as my loving brother said. Elevation, you just elevate, baby. And as you elevate, you have joy, love, and happiness. You know, once you get that, you're at an state of happiness and joyous estate. People who's in the realm of God, Jesus, to have the bodies, they are just so joyous, so happy. It's just a happy estate. You can't put it in words, you know. And plus, that gift is for the earth, you know. See, it's going to be a time only transfigured beings can be on this earth, you know. The other beings are going to have to, remember we talked about before, there are other earths that's being created. Sciences are seeing another, what do you call it, three
super earths, they call it.
Three super earths. See, uh-huh. Earths are being created. The gods create earth. We don't want to get into that heavy stuff. Right now, we just want to get into your body being as a earthling here, but other planets are being, for other beings. But this planet here is going to be beings for transfigured beings only, beings that are transfigured in Jesus' kingdom. If you're not transfigured, if you don't have your body, mind, and spirit unified, and this body glorified, we're talking about this body. We're not talking about a spiritual body. A lot of Christians talk about a spiritual body. We're talking about this physical body is going to be transformed. It's going to be energized. The best description I can give is like you see on that show Star Trek. You see how their body is energized when they get in those tubes and they go somewhere else? Your body's going to be energized. You have a physical body, but it's going to be energized. And it's energized, then it's going to be transformed. And then you think a thought, you're there. You think a thought, you're here. You go by thought, you know. And you have to have a pure life to get to that level. You can't be doing any and everything, you know. You have to have a pure life by the boom of the Holy Ghost. That's why my loving brother said Holy Ghost. That's why it's called holy. Holy because it makes you holy as you be enthroned with that spirit of that love energy. It's a love wisdom energy, you know, that's energized in your body. And that energy is going to take you to heights you never believed. If you're bored in life, if you just don't know what to do, if you're down and out, I don't care what state that you're in. If you're at a place that you say, I have all money and stuff, you still have something missing. You know what you're missing? You're missing that ghost holy within you. You're not in tune with it. How do you get in tune with it? First of all, you start praising God Jesus. Then you God Jesus will draw you to his Holy Ghost. Then you start asking God Jesus, baptize me with the Holy Ghost. You don't necessarily have to go to a church building to get baptized with the Holy Ghost. You can talk to God Jesus direct because when you talk to the Spirit, God Jesus hears and knows everything you say. And so when you seeking and start really seeking and you start asking for that gross holy, don't you know that you'll be baptized with that? You'll feel all this energy. You'll know what it is. I'm telling you what it is. It's going to be an energy that's going to come up on you that's just, oh, it's going to just blow your mind. And then after that, all your weaknesses are going to just drop aside. And as you keep praising, more stuff is going to drop out. You're going to find yourself just loving. It's a process. Wow, I'm not hating that person. God, I can love that. Wow, what's going on here? I can do this. I can do that. It's the power that's doing it. It's the power of the Ghost Holy. That intelligence, as my loving brother said, that intelligence is in you, and it just get all that crap out of you. It just burns it out with fire. You say Holy Ghost and fire, it burns it out of you. And so you just start becoming an elevated being of loving, of love, with wisdom, with understanding, with poise, with dignity. You are a God living on earth, or a goddess living on earth. Here, this is what this earth is going to turn into. The headquarters is going to be over there, Holy Ghost City, New Jerusalem, Puget Sound, USA, Seattle, Washington. That's the headquarters. It's going to be, that's God Jesus' kingdom where it's going to be set up to be. That's why it's booming now with commerce. It's booming everything. I heard the other day, it's so booming. Everything goes on there, as you know. You know, it is an anointed place. Even though they legalized marijuana, even though we heard the other day that a truck fell over with 126 million bees flying around. It was a truck. I don't know what that truck driver thing. It fell over, and bees are everywhere. I was down there, and bees here, bees there, you know, swarms of bees, 126 million bees. The truck fell over. I don't know what the guy was doing, and then bees are everywhere, you know, everywhere. So that's Ghost Holy City, so I'm pretty sure that'll be taken care of, but it's just like people, you know, people up there now, they think that they can just smoke and do everything. You can't. You cannot do that. I'm not an advocate of that. They have it legal. They say, well, it's legal. Yeah, it's legal. But what did Jesus say about it? Right. Because there's a lot of accidents happening up there since that happened. People are getting speeding tickets. People are having wrecks left and right because of the legalization, you know. It's getting really out of control there. And I think people just smoking, and just doing their daily work, and you can't do that. Doing cranes, you cannot smoke marijuana doing cranes. Putting up bridges, you cannot smoke marijuana doing that.
Wild Wild West.
It's the Wild Wild West.
Wild Wild West.
You got that right. It's the Wild Wild West, baby. It's the Wild Wild West. Even Snoop Dogg said it's a place to smoke it, and when and where. You got to use intelligence. We're not telling you to smoke it, but he has a point there. If people are in that realm, at least use some wisdom. You know, I mean, you don't go on driving a car and you're speeding down the road, and then the cops stop you, say, I'm messed up, cops. I'm really upset. Up, you know, and that's happened a lot up there.
Yeah.
It's out of control. They shouldn't have legalized it in the first place, but they did. So you're going to have to deal with it in the state of Washington, because it's way out of control, you know. And I think a lot of these accidents are because of that. And it comes back to the Ghost Holy. You got to have the Ghost Holy. In this society, you got to have the Ghost Holy. Just like those people got shot in Africa and Kenya, you got to have the Ghost Holy. If you had the Ghost Holy, that wouldn't happen. I'm going to tell you right now, things won't happen. You have the Ghost Holy. You can say Jesus all you want. If you don't have the main ingredient, the Ghost Holy, it will protect you from bullets. It will protect you from all kinds of, all kind of witnesses, all that has been said, that the Ghost Holy, by saying the name of Jesus, will protect you, you
right.
know. So when you have the Ghost Holy, you know, because there's all kind of crazy stuff going on. Somebody got on a bus, and then the guy just wanted to knock somebody out. They just wanted to shoot you. People are possessed. People have a lot of stuff going on. Remember, this is the last days. People, so it's a war. It's a war going on. So to win that war, you got to have the Ghost Holy. You want to stay healthy? You got to have the Ghost Holy. You want to be wealthy? You got to have the Ghost Holy. And not wealth doesn't always mean money. Wealth means your health. It means a peace of mind. It's way more than money. Money is okay, but it goes way beyond that. And then you have youthfulness. That's wealth. All this is wealth, you know. That's the eternal wealth. That's what you want. And then it's going to manifest to dollars, too. You can have dollars, too. Most of these patriots were there. They were pretty wealthy. Daniel was very wealthy. He was a seventh spirit. I mean, these beings had money. But money wasn't the key element, you know. Money was a byproduct of the Christ light.
Yes. You got that right, sweetheart, baby. Christ light is the ultimate source of the universe. That is your greatest friend, your most intimate friend, your most reverent friend, your most holy friend, your most peaceful friend, the most powerful, the almighty Holy Ghost. I tell you, it's imperative to be in love with this great eternal Christ vibration. This great Christ light is our friend. This great Christ light will defend. This great Christ light is within. This great Christ light is our ultimate friend.
You see,
it's so real, my sweetheart. I tell you, like we said, the kingdom of heaven is on the earth. Jesus taught it. This is the doctrine of the Lord Jesus Christ. This is not made up by some happenstance. This is the reality of the truth. You saints have been living beneath your privileges too long. It's time to wake up. If you're not learning anything in them houses of churches, get the heavens out.
They're scared.
So you got to come out. Come out of those dead houses. They're not talking and teaching about the Holy Ghost power. They're not teaching you the second chapter. It says that when the day of Pentecost was fully come, they were in one accord and one place. There it is again. Their minds was rewired to worship and praise the Christ inside.
They want your money.
That's it. See, that's the problem right there. The pimp wants the money.
They want your money, baby.
But those apostles say, hey, pray to that great power inside. And when that incident happened, it said tongues of fire came upon the saints. And they began to magnify the Lord Jesus Christ, and the Holy Ghost fell upon them. And they spake with other tongues of fire as the Spirit of the living God gave them utterance. And they were high in the Spirit. And others thought, these people must be drunk. And Peter said, no, it's only 9 o'clock in the morning. You can't get drunk at 9 a.m. in the morning. You got to wait to get drunk at 9 p.m. at night. Of course, he didn't say that, but you know, you think about it. Because the people were mystified. They said, why are these people speaking that language? Why are they so happy? Why are they look like they're dancing? They're excited. Why are they so jubilant at 9 o'clock in the morning? They haven't had their coffee yet. No, they don't believe in the coffee or their energy drinks, so-called monster drinks, because they were praising the almighty energy, Jesus Christ, Spirit of Christ. So by them being excited in that great energy, they were praising the Holy Ghost, giving great praise to the Holy Ghost.
We thank you, Holy Ghost. Divine energy intelligence that's all around us, all throughout the universe, that's been here ever since time with time. We thank you for that. We thank you for the Holy Ghost for guiding us. We thank you, Holy Ghost, that you are a divine spirit of happiness, joy. We thank you for giving us revelations. We thank you for penetrating our minds. We thank you for penetrating our bodies. We thank you for giving us eternal peace. We thank you, Jesus, for giving us eternal joy and happiness. We thank you, eternal God, Jesus Spirit, that which is the name of the Holy Ghost. Thank you for that, God, Jesus Spirit. It is the powerful name in the universe. Thank you, God, Jesus, Son of God, for giving us your Holy Ghost with his name, Jah Jesus, also.
Amen.
Thank you for that. Thank you, Jah Jesus, the person, Jah Jesus, the Son of God, Jah Jesus, that we can worship you and thank you for our bodies. You created our bodies. Thank you for it. Without the bodies, we couldn't do anything. Thank you, Jah Jesus. You're the one that gave us this chance on earth to overcome, become gods and goddesses. And thank you for restoring your Holy Spirit into the realm of earth. It's through you, God Jesus, it's through you that did that. And I give homage and praise to you. Amen.
Thank you, God Jesus, baby. We glorify you, sweetheart, darling, baby. Eternal Christ Jesus energy. We thank you for flowing and vibrating inside of our temples. We thank you for the privilege to be able to be alive and to vibrate in such ecstasy and jubilation. We thank you, glorious light of the universe, for dwelling in us on planet Earth. We thank you for blessing the people that pass on into the realms of Gehenna and Sheol, Hades and hell. We pray that they would come out and come to you and go beyond purgatory and enter into the paradise of you. We thank you, Jesus, for those who are into the light and those who passed on into the light, those who have even lost their physical bodies, that they may progress and be trained in the light of Jesus Christ. We thank you, we thank you, we thank you. Om Santai, Om Santai, Om Santai. Glory to you, Lord Jesus Christ, divine Son of the living God. We thank you for your wonderful sacrifice. We thank you for the joy of Easter, which is a celebration of omnipresent, infinite, eternal energy, the vibration everywhere present. Amen. You see, sweethearts, just think, to be inside of Jesus Christ's energy is a joy. Because the energy fills the heavens and the earth. That's verified in Jeremiah, the 23rd chapter, verse 23 and 24, where it says, can anyone hide himself that I do not see him, says Yahweh? That, can any hide himself in secret places? Do not I, Yahweh, I feel, F-I-L-L, I feel the heavens and the earth. That's a power, isn't it, my brother?
You're definitely right.
That's a dynamic power. Think about that. That you got the, we serve a living Christ, a living fire that fills every fiber of the universe, every area of the world. And just think of the magnanimous physical temple that we are. This light of Jesus Christ fills every particle of our being if we so permit. And we can permit because it's been given to us to receive the indwelling of this fire of love. You see, all the religions of the world, if you're not in touch with the light of Jesus Christ, you are dead. You are dead. You are deader than a doornail. And deader is not even an authorized word in the English language yet, but it might be now. Oh, speaking of the English language, this is one of my pet peeves that I do not like. All you ministers that went to theology, homiletics, and philosophical, and all that stuff, and you still coming out saying humble. No, humble. You got to be humble. That's illegal, ill language. You just received the F-minus in my class. The word is humble. The H is silent, sweetheart. Why do you keep making it unsilent? Now, it's not going to hold back your progress in the kingdom of life, but it's just one of my pet peeves, and I want to help you out. If you want to be in a professional English class teaching in Thailand, take it from me, sweetie, Professor Sweetie. I'm here to help you out. Don't say humble. Say humble. That's the correct language. Let's get it right. Just like you say air, H-E-I-R, air, where air is of salvation. You don't say hairs. We're hairs of salvation. But I just don't understand why you keep saying humble. It's not humble. It's humble. Let's say it together.
Humble.
That's your lesson for the day, kids. And if you get that right, you might get an A+, maybe. So you ministers, you are always saying humble. And I said, I know they know better. What have you been eating? What have you been, hopefully not smoking, but wake up, sweethearts. Get it right. That's the English class for today. And because I check out some of the religious stations, and they'd be preaching and teaching, and they'd be saying, well, you know, humble, you got to be humble before the Lord. First of all, what Lord are you talking about? You see? So they don't give no name. But the word is pronounced humble. Let's get some professional English around here. Then you might say, well, sweetie, you just said, what was that word I said, gooder? How did I say something I said? And deader. Yeah, I said the word deader.
Deader?
Yeah, deader. And I said he that don't have the light of Christ is deader than the doornail, something deader. Mm-hmm. And I know that's not proper English. So if you want to call me on it, you feel free. You got our website, you got the number, you got the www.com. Help me out, my brother.
Got
Jesus, baby.
Baby. Yeah, JohnJesusBaby.
.com or something?
Yeah, JohnJesusBaby at gmail.com.
That's it. JohnJesusBaby at gmail.com. Feel free to communicate because many people that call in, a lot of times we don't answer the questions. You know, so many that come in, and many people ask us about who to worship, you know. Does that make a difference and stuff like that? And yes, it does. Yes, because God, the Father, gave the earth to Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ, like my brother said, this world has been created and recreated and reestablished by the Son of God. He's in charge. He is the big head honcho. Jesus Christ is the Father of the heavens and the earth.
Got that right.
That's verified in the book of the Doctrines and Covenants and Pearl of Great Price. It's also doctrinated in the book of St. John in the Holy Biblia or the Holy Bible. It's there, baby. In the beginning, the Word was Jesus Christ. And Jesus Christ, the Word was with God. And Jesus Christ was the same as God. And Jesus Christ was with God in the beginning. All things are made by Jesus Christ. And without Jesus Christ, nothing was made that was made. All things are made by Jesus Christ, for Jesus Christ, and Jesus Christ, through Jesus Christ. And it says in the original text, man was made of Jesus Christ. Man, humankind, was made through Jesus Christ. Man was made by Jesus Christ. Man was made for Jesus Christ. Look at that. So we are made for his glory. It's time to glorify the Lord Jesus.
That's
it's
the original text. I just want to let people. That's the original.
Yeah, Aramaic.
Aramaic. That's the original text. That's how it originally was before man starts translated and this and that. So just want to clarify that.
That's right. Thank you, my brother. Yeah, because the great name Jesus Christ is in there, you see, and it lets you know that Jesus Christ was before all things, like my loving brother has said, you know, before Krishna, before Abraham, before Osiris, before Zoroaster, before Confucius, before Mohammed, before Krishna, all the great ancient one was with the Father. And Jesus Christ is called not Lord of the Age. Jesus Christ is called Lord of the Ages. Lord of the Ages, baby. He's the Lord of the Ages. I said, wait a minute, Jesus Christ been around that long time? Yes, yes, yes. Enoch of old, the seven spirits, in the beginning, 5,000 years ago, we came in love with Jesus Christ. He was introduced to Jesus Christ. This is all in cahoots with the subconscious mind, the superconscious, and the conscious mind. The conscious mind is the everyday mind. And so Enoch was trained, and he was he took that surface mind, the thinking mind, and he trained himself to love Jesus Christ. And as he loved Jesus Christ gave him the Holy Ghost power. And Enoch began to recognize the truth. And Enoch was in love with Jesus Christ before Christ came to earth in physical form. And Jesus Christ translated that dude. He was taken up, baby. And how was he taken up? By the physical body. Now, it wasn't the spirit and the body died. Like my brother said, the physical body was illuminated and energized and blended into the light. And so, therefore, Enoch was translated, and he was able to enter into the heavens. Well, then you say, well, I thought flesh and blood can inherit the heavens. It can if it's negative. But if it's positive, it can, baby. Nothing is impossible because Jesus Christ, his flesh body is in the heavens. I heard a minister the other day, my brother, had the balls in the goal to say that Jesus Christ got us another a new body after he raised up from the grave and went to heaven. What kind of opium was he smoking? I tell you, that is so ridiculous. These people, these ministers
that's
don't believe
standard.
The Bible. Yeah, that's the standard. Now they say, wait a minute, you're supposed to believe what the Holy Biblia says. In the Holy Biblia, it states right out that Jesus Christ, the Son of God, was resurrected, and he took his physical body into the heavens. And they had people standing around looking up at the angelic being. They said, why are you standing gazing at that Jesus Christ being? And they said, the same Jesus Christ is taken up into the heavenly shall so come in like manner with the same physical body. And so, therefore, Jesus Christ went up in glory, and Jesus Christ set the example that he died and rose again so we don't have to die. You see, it's been stated. So it's just time to get excited, my lovers, and stay wrapped up the canon, and continue to praise the name of Jesus, sweetheart. I mean, to get saturated and get exalted in the light and get high in the light, not by marijuana, not by opium, but praise the eternal spirit of Christ. This spirit was holy. Like it's been said, my brother said it, I said it, you heard it, many people have said it. Your brains can be rejuvenated by loving the light of Jesus Christ. That soft, beautiful, relaxing, meditative status is true. It's a reality. You can glorify this Jesus Christ eternal spirit. Jesus, Christ, fire, Jesus, new and everlasting covenant is coming your way on May 1st, my day, on a Friday, wherever you are, if you are in love, and if you love the light of Christ, we offer you to share this sacred covenant, Jesus, Christ fire, Jesus, new and everlasting covenant, a divine covenant for the loving Lord Jesus Christ. May you have a good day, sweetheart, as we go forth, and we are excited to go forth because we're going home to praise the living Christ like more, and we do it all the time. We get to be still and relax and kick back and go to sleep in the light of Jesus Christ. Good day,
Jesus, baby.